From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Madeline Brand. For more than 60 years in Germany, the story of what happened to German women during the collapse of Hitler's Third Reich has been a taboo subject. Historians believe about 2 million women were raped, mostly by Soviet Red Army soldiers. That was after the Allies defeated Hitler's army in the spring of 1945. For decades, most women kept quiet about their trauma. Now, a new movie and work by a psychiatric researcher are bringing their stories out into the open. And we should warn you, this material may be upsetting to some listeners. Here's NPR's Eric Westerfeld.
This year, 83-year-old Ruth Schumacher decided to tell her story to German researchers. She vividly remembers April 1945, seeking shelter from the punishing American and Soviet air and artillery strikes. She was just 18 years old when she huddled, wounded, with dozens of other civilians, knee-deep in cold water in an abandoned mine in Hallebrookdorf in eastern Germany. She says it wasn't long after the shelling stopped and American forces had moved on that Red Army soldiers began sexually assaulting the town's young women.
I was immediately gang-raped by five Russians. The memories come back to you over and over again. You can never forget something like that. Sometimes, after I talk about it, I sleep for a few hours and then wake up crying, screaming, "You can never, ever forget."
Schumacher has forgotten little in the ensuing 65 years, the faces of her attackers, the pain. Many of her friends were also raped, repeatedly, but she says they almost never talked about it. "I warned a friend not to speak about what happened to her either," she says. "Nobody talked about that. The danger was too great." In post-war communist East Germany, Schumacher says, she was forced to sign a statement effectively denying the rapes even occurred. In the official narrative of the GDR, the Soviets were liberators, period, not liberators who committed war crimes. So political fear, shame, mixed with guilt about Nazi atrocities, created a code of silence among many German women.
I didn't want to know about anybody else's experiences, and they didn't want to know about mine. My conscience was heavy enough, and I didn't want to make it worse. Of course we felt ashamed about what the Nazis had done, but one should never pay back in the same currency, right?
But some Soviet soldiers saw it as time to pay back with destruction, looting, and rape what the Germans had done to Soviet citizens. Historians estimate that at least 2 million German women were raped at the end of World War II. That figure is based on German hospital and abortion clinic records. Many women, like Schumacher, were raped multiple times. Courts-martial and other records show that there were several hundred documented rapes by U.S. and French soldiers in 1945, but the vast majority of the rapes were carried out by Soviet soldiers in the eastern part of Germany.
The estimation of children conceived by native German women and Russian soldiers, mostly due to rapes, is about 200,000.
Philip Couvert is a senior physician at the University of Greifswald Department of Psychotherapy and Psychiatry. So far, Dr. Couvert has interviewed Schumacher and 34 other elderly German women who were raped in 1945. He wants to document as many stories as he can before all the victims die off. He says those he's interviewed have found it liberating to finally tell their story.
They found it very touching, most of them, and important that they get a voice. Even a late voice is better than no voice.
Still, Couvert chooses his words carefully. Germany has struggled with how to process the Nazis' genocide and terror, and until relatively recently, it was hard for researchers and scientists like him to look at non-Jewish Germans as victims.
Before there was this kind of wartime rape in Germany and mass rape in Germany, also the German troops committed a lot of rapes, mainly in Eastern Europe. And of course, there was also a lot of sexualized violence in the concentration camps. I find it very important to mention that, not to come into any kind of doubt that I'm not trying somehow to minimize the suffering of the people under the German Nazi occupation.
Huvert says he's gotten lots of emails from relatives of rape victims saying they wish he'd done the study years earlier so their mothers and grandmothers might have taken part. A recent German movie, which premieres in New York and Los Angeles today, has helped open debate about this previously hidden issue. The film A Woman in Berlin is based on the diary of an anonymous German journalist. She chronicled her struggle to survive war-ravaged Berlin and the repeated sexual assaults by Soviet soldiers in the spring and summer of 1945.
Der Schändungsbetrieb nimmt seinen Lauf. Sie sind überall.
The raping continues. They are everywhere, in every home. We service the Russians now. And we women will have to keep silent, or no man will ever want to touch us again. Wretched Germany.
Actress Nina Haas plays the lead character. In the movie, she seeks protection from a Soviet officer, and a complex, strained, quasi-relationship develops. Haas believes the movie's themes resonate today, as rape continues to be used as a weapon of war in recent conflicts, including Bosnia, Rwanda, Congo, and Darfur.
Even nowadays, it's still something that the society doesn't want to know about. And I hope maybe the film changes a little bit the view about this and that women have to be able to talk about it so you can not forget, you will never forget it, but at least you can ease the pain.
Und mein Mann, der hatte zu Jahren eine Freistelle im Gymnasium.
Back in Ruth Schumacher's small, cramped apartment in Leipzig, the 83-year-old retired office clerk shows off pictures of her late husband, Kurt. He served on a German U-boat during the war. She had his ashes scattered at sea. Schumacher says she's thankful to finally be able to talk about the rape trauma, despite the pain.
The study has been helpful, but of course it brought back everything, and I've had a lot of sleepless nights because of it.
Schumacher says the rapes left her unable to have children, and now that her husband of 49 years is dead, she has few people around to talk to. We didn't marry out of real love, she says, with a hint of sadness, but adds, when I told him I'm not pure and innocent anymore, he didn't walk away from me. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Leipzig.